Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to Marie. Hey, good morning, Marie.
Hi, Bob. Hi, LBF.
Hi.
Well, you sound a little nervous, Marie, but don't be. All right. So what brings you to Morning Court, Marie?
Well, I've listened for a long time, and I think you guys are going to be able to help me with this question that I have.
Okay.
I've been divorced for about 3 years now, and I decided to start doing a little online dating. I met a man online a couple months ago, and we've been on about 7 dates so far.
Okay.
And we get along really great. Like, everything seems to be perfect. Now, my friends are telling me that they have seen his online profile on a couple of different dating sites.
Okay.
So when I asked him about it, he said, don't worry about it. I'll close those accounts. You know, it was as if he had kind of forgotten about it.
Okay.
So, well, my friends are saying that this is like a red flag, that he's even on these sites now. So I'm kind of at a crossroads.
Well, you're at 7 dates in, right?
Yes.
It's going good. All right. So you're at a crossroads.
Right. I'm at a crossroads. Things are really going well, but I'm not sure if he, I'm trying to gauge whether he's just casually looking for something or if he thinks that, maybe he's still out there looking for someone better.
Hmm.
Maybe, it makes him feel good to have people liking his profile on the dating sites. Like, I don't know what to take from this. I don't know if I should take it too seriously.
Yeah.
I'm kind of new to online dating, so I don't really know how it all works. Like, do you always keep your dating profile up? Or, personally, I took my profile down, like, after the fourth date because we spent this really nice weekend together.
Well, I'm just saying, so you spent a weekend together.
Yes.
Saying without saying,
mm-hmm.
Okay, anything on my part. So after your fourth date, you took yours down. Right. Okay.
I took it down, yeah.
All right. You thought this is it. All right.
I thought that was it, and I thought, I feel like this is getting serious, and I thought he felt the same way.
Did you ever ask him if you were exclusive at all, or?
No, I didn't ask him specifically, are we exclusive? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? I'm in my 40s, so.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. So I just assumed that after that weekend we would be, but, when I did ask him if he was seeing someone else,
yeah,
he said no. And, he said that he usually follows this 90-day rule.
What's the 90-day rule?
That's what I asked him because I had never heard. So he says that after 90 days, we'll both know, if it's worth staying together or being in a committed relationship. And he would take it down, I guess, take all of them down.
Well, okay,
that.
So you're doing a 90-day challenge with him.
Yeah.
And what was he kind of fishy? Because first he said he took it down. Then you find out he really didn't. Now he's like, okay, I didn't take it down because I want a 90-day test.
I think the fourth date challenge would be when to take it down. But that's
right.
He did say he would close them. But I guess now, when I kind of held his feet to the fire, he said he wanted to wait.
Okay.
The 90 days.
90 days to get it to commit.
I don't know if it's something I should agree to or see if what happens or if I should insist on an answer now.
Like a commitment now, because you seem like you're all in, but he's
I'm all in.
Okay. He's 90 days in. Well, you've known each other for a couple of months, 7 dates, so you got like another, 30, 40 days left to pass the test? Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's see what our listeners think of this 90-day challenge or test, whatever he calls it, to see whether or not he's going to commit. And then he'll reward you by taking down his profiles.
Something, huh?
Okay. Yeah. Well, Marie, it sounds like you like the guy, but you obviously have questions, and let's see what the listeners think about this situation. Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Look, you stay tuned. We'll take all the calls. We'll light them up for you at 888-410-1057. They've had 7 dates, and I guess they had a weekend away. I'm saying I'm no assumptions there.
Oh, you're assuming all the things, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he is still got his profiles up because then he tells her he wants to wait 90 days, mm-hmm. not before mm-hmm. he makes a commitment. 90 days. Now she's confused because she was ready to roll on, keep with him. Okay. So Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So my take on it is he should have told her up front that he had this 90-day rule.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they've gotten a little serious, mm-hmm. even though it's only been 7 dates or so. But he told her that he took them down. But then after she found out that he didn't take it down is when he then told her about the 90 days.
Right.
So I think he's already a red flag and mm-hmm. she should run.
The fact that he lied about taking him down.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the lie.
What else is he going to lie about?
Right.
So he should have said, Megan, that, yeah, no, I haven't taken him down yet right there, if he believed in this 90-day challenge, right?
Right.
Why didn't he say it then? You see shade, don't
uh-huh.
you?
Uh-huh. He's trying to deceive her a little bit, and I think he might like her, but not enough to commit yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Keeping options and, open.
Exactly. He should find someone who knows right away that they are about her.
Yeah, that's it. Ah, she sounds so, I don't know.
And she's new to this online dating thing.
I don't want to say naive, but there's
a slog, this whole dating thing.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're not in that dating.
It's tough when you have those feelings already and the other person doesn't.
Are you in the dating scene now, Megan, or are you with somebody?
I am with someone, but I am getting out of that relationship because of lies.
No.
Wow.
Does that person know yet, or we don't want to announce it on the air?
They know, but they're trying to work on getting me back, but it ain't going to happen.
Wow.
That's tough.
Many chances.
Yeah.
That's
if the person's a liar and they lie to you, it's really hard. And if you're like...
Yeah,
If you're dating, you're not married with kids or anything?
We actually do have a kid. We have a 6-month-year-old.
Oh, that rat.
All right. Okay.
All right.
I know. Well, we don't know what he's...
I'm rooting for you.
I can call and talk about my own family court.
I appreciate that
dirty
call.
Rat.
All right. Megan, good luck. I like your style because you're the
too.
Call that she needed.
Yep.
Clearly. All right.
You'll be
Thank
fine.
You. Have a great day.
You too, Megan. Right. Good luck. All right. Let us know how that story wraps up. Wow.
Please, I'd like a follow-up.
Okay. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. My name is Kathy. I'm calling about Marie's morning court question.
Yeah, go ahead, Kathy. What do you think?
Okay, so here's what I think. I feel like, first of all, the friends are interfering a lot. You know, she said that the friends are all up in her business, and this is a red flag. Let her decide that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like his timing sounds a little bit arbitrary, but I don't think she should. My feeling is don't dump him right away. Maybe give him another 2 weeks and bring it up again. The problem is, have they already been intimate?
Right. So we just talked.
Because that is going to cloud your judgment.
Yeah, we didn't ask weekend away, just saying.
Well, right, know. Right.
You're a
gentleman. That's why
Bob.
I brought it up. And I think you handled that very delicately.
Didn't I?
But
yes.
If that's the case, he shouldn't be expecting to be in a sexual relationship with her if they're not committed.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's gross.
Well, you know,
like
unless both parties.
A little different. Yeah, both parties,
both
have,
parties
to agree.
Have to agree.
This
that,
is
right.
a booty call situation.
Right. Yeah.
You up?
Exactly.
Who's calling who?
Yeah.
You know, right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So Megan called because she's in a situation where her significant other is lying. So she's very sensitive to that. You're saying give it a couple of weeks. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I think it just surprised him that she kind of, like she said, held his feet to the fire. I just give it a little more time.
Okay.
And give them a chance to think about what they talked about.
All right, Kathy. That's good. Now, the yin and the yang.
Yeah.
Right? All right.
Right.
I like that. You give them a two-week challenge. How about that?
Yeah, I would say, well, you know what? Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put them on the spot and say in 2 weeks we're talking about this again.
Yeah.
Maybe see how things go over 2 weeks and how she feels in 2 weeks.
Right.
Give it a little bit of perspective and a little time to process what happened.
All right.
And then bring it up again.
There you go. All right, Kathy. Good stuff. Have a great day.
Have a good day, you guys.
Solid information. We had Marie on the phone for morning court today. She's been back in the dating scene for a pretty short time after a divorce. Seen a guy. They've had 7 dates.
Well, I wasn't sure where you were going.
No.
7 dates. Okay.
It's 7 dates. Yep. Mm-hmm. And one of them was a weekend away. Now, for her, she thought that was it. We're exclusive. She took down her dating, her online profile. Now, he said he did too, but her friends found that, that is not true. That's a lie. Then she confronted, like, "What? You're still up?" And he said, "Well, be honest, I want to do a 90-day challenge. So if after 90 days I like where we're going, then I'll commit and he'll do it." Mm-hmm. So Marie wants to know if that's red flag city, or right, is it, you know, just something that she ought to just accept and do? What do you guys think? 888-410-1057. Let's start with you, Lynn. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. You totally stole that thing from Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey says wait 90 days, but it doesn't include the bada bing.
Oh. He says wait 90 days to take your profile
down?
90
days. Yeah. He said wait 90 days for a relationship to go to the next level. And if that guy is still around, then he truly is, you know, interested in the long haul.
Okay.
But that's where he gets that 90-day thing. He's scamming, though. Well, he is totally scamming. Because he already... Yeah, well, because he already, you know,
we're
spent
assuming
a weekend with her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a weekend's a weekend, okay?
So then she shouldn't go along, or should? What do you think?
Well, I think that he crosses all... Well, the 90-day thing is like, what does that mean after you already spent a weekend together?
Right.
You know, my thing is, okay, if you didn't spend the weekend together and you say, I want to, you know, see how this progresses, let's wait 90 days to, you know, whatever, go to the next level, spend a weekend together, whatever you want to call it, and then see if that's your person. But he's pulling the shady. That's what he's doing.
I think so.
All right. Thank you, Lynn. Good call.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Hey, how are you? I have three words to say on this.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay.
Careful.
Block and delete.
Oh, seriously? I like it.
Oh, block and delete.
Thanksgiving's over. The turkey's done.
Okay. All right, Paul.
All right, Paul. Thanks.
See you later. Bye. He always knows how to end the call.
Yeah, I know, right?
He was our great turkey caller. He's calling it out. He's calling him out.
Gifted man.
As a turkey. All right. So there you go. Thank you. Marie, your call, obviously, Marie, but most people think this is a little shady. You don't have to end it immediately. Maybe a couple of weeks down the road, somebody else said that. What do you think, LBF?
I think that in the beginning, at the very least, the woman should be the priority. He should be chasing you.
Okay.
I mean, I just think that's true. It might be like, you know, old school, but you spend your whole life being like, oh, okay. In the beginning, he has to just worship you.
Right.
No 90-day challenge.
Yeah.
Challenge this. I know what kind of challenge I'd be giving him.
Oh, what challenge would that be?
I'd be like, 90 days, no weekends away, buddy.
Talk then. Okay,
right? Fine. I got your attention.
I see how that goes. All right. Marie, good luck with that.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.